Avos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Chaf Aleph, 421. In some Mishnayos, it's 416. Here we have Rabbi Yaakov Omer. This Rabbi Yaakov is probably Rabbi Yaakov ben Kurshai, who was one of the Chachmei Usha, meaning after the Bar Kochba revolt ended in 135, the Common Era. So now there was even worse destruction, in fact, to the Chacham and the Masorah and the people than even the destruction of the Great Revolt in 70, the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, and at this point, you know, Jews essentially were not allowed to live any longer in Yerushalayim, which was renamed Elia Capitolina. They weren't even allowed to, under penalty of death, be in eyeshot of the city. But more than that, really, the whole of Judea, the southern half of Israel, essentially kind of becomes destroyed by the Romans, thoroughly destroyed, and there's not much Jewish life left down there. And Jewish life, for the first time, basically moves the center of Jewish life moves north to the Galil, the Galilee, and there in the town of the Yavne Yeshiva is closed by the Romans as part of that. Call it 135 Hadrian persecutions. But after Hadrian dies in 138, so then life starts to renew itself, and the Jews are able to start anew in the north in this place called Usha. Usha is basically 10 miles, 15 kilometers southeast of modern Haifa. And there, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel II, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Gamliel of Yavne, opens his Sanhedrin again as the Nasi, recognized by the Romans, actually, in Usha. So that was Rabbi Yaakov was there, and he was one of the teachers of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. So he says a very simple message here, but a super important one, a fundamental one. He says, Ha'olam hazeh domu l'pruzdor b'fnei olam haba. This world is comparable to a prusdor, like an entranceway, a preparation room, an antechamber before the world to come. Hasken atzmecha b'prusdor, prepare yourself, tikkun, rectify yourself while you're in this waiting room, the entrance chamber, k'desha tikkanes l'troklin, so that you'll be ready to enter into the palace where the king lives. So the basic idea being, you know, before you go into a big meeting, you're in the entrance room, and if you have any common sense, you need to prepare yourself so that as you go in to see the important person, the king, you'll, you know, be fixed up with your hair combed and your shirt tucked in and like, ready to meet the king. The same kind of idea. This world's your chance for preparation, and you better make the most of it because that's your chance over here. Now, it's a very simple idea. It's, however, sort of very fundamental, and let me just speak out why it's so obviously fundamental. It's telling you how to relate to the whole enterprise of everything we have ever known, all of humanity has ever known, Olam Hazeh. And it's telling you that Olam Hazeh actually has no purpose in and of itself. There's no, just the same way you wouldn't build an antechamber, you wouldn't build an entrance room if there was no main room beyond it. You wouldn't have a mudroom to house with a house after it. That's crazy. So this whole world is super important, but only important as a preparatory phase for the next world where we're trying to get to, and that's what our role in this world is. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan, in his presentation here on Perek Aleph of Aruch Chaim, Aruch HaShulchan, he says, you know, this is the fundamental orientation that a Jew has to have, every Jew has to have, this is how you think of this world. And the mitzvah we have, one of the Shesh Mitzvahs Tumidios, the mitzvahs that apply all the time, of Lo Sasurach Elavavchem Achra Einechem. So the way that the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, explains Achra Einechem essentially means making anything in this world an end in itself. That really is a constant Yetzirah we have, but it's an absolute mistake. It's an Avera of the highest degree. It's one that can all the time trip us up. We're meant to look at this world exclusively as a means to an end. That means being a way to be Haskan Atzmacha, to prepare ourselves so we can be eligible and able to have the best possible Olam Haba.